Well, it's time to cross to the South African jungle now. Geez, it was a big night last night. Do you know what? I've got to give it to Lorena. She's stepping up to the plate. Australia wants to see her squirm.
Yeah.
But you know what? She's got the balls. Last night, in that pit, claustrophobic with snakes, was an unbelievable effort. One man who has been over there documenting the whole trip is Jonathan Morangiello.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am alive. I've had ticks. I've had bee stings. I got stung on my way here today by something in the car, but it was too dark. I don't know what it was. But, yeah, I'm all right. Don't you worry about that. I've swum with crocodiles, and I'm alive to tell the tale.
Did you get stung by a local ranger, did you?
I've been hanging out with a lot of snakes, but real snakes. Look, I've been doing the challenges. I don't know if you've seen on my social media, but I've been posting a lot of that stuff. And the challenge that we're going to see on Sunday night is called Croc Bait. And they're saying it's the most dangerous, the scariest challenge that they've ever done, because a lot of the challenges they do are based off previous seasons of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here in the US, in the UK, whatever. This is a completely new one that they've thought up in Sydney. And basically what they do is they have this sort of Perspex tank sitting on a raft that you're sort of slightly submerged in the water, and you have to pull yourself, you've got a rope to pull it across the water. Meanwhile, there's 12 chickens, dead chickens, hanging off the side, and you have to sort of fish to get the crocodiles to eat it. And if you get the crocodiles to eat it, for each chicken they eat, you get a star for food for the camp.
Wow.
Now, the problem is, these crocodiles in this little dam that we had to do this in, and that you'll see Lorena and Akmal do it on Sunday night, there's 220 crocodiles, Nile crocodiles, that are highly aggressive and dangerous and scary, and they're like 5 meters big. So it's not like the heads on these things are like the size of a little VW Beetle, you know? It's not like a tiny little thing.
J-Mo, talking to Julie Goodwin the other night, and she was saying when she was in there and had to do a challenge last year with the crocodiles, beforehand, the people in charge of the actual event before she did the stunt said to her, these crocodiles can bite. If one grabs you, just hang in there and we'll get there as quick as possible.
Oh, wow.
That was the briefing. Jesus, look after yourself.
They're not kidding. We had to have people there. Like, there was an armed security dude there. There was security there to watch you and stand there to mind you as you were getting in this Perspex thing in case a croc comes and gets you out of the water. They kept referring them as apex predators and things like that. I was just like, those words don't really work for me.
No.
But I'm happy to report that we got 9 stars.
Well, oh, great.
When I did the trial.
All right.
I'm pretty happy with that. I think that's a good effort.
All right. It's coming up to a week now the celebrities have been in the jungle. In your eyes, who's starting to crack? Who are we going to get a little bit of entertainment out of?
All right. So you'll see in the paper today, and it hasn't been on air on TV, but I can tell you that Akmal Saleh, the comedian, has threatened to producers at least twice that he's going to walk because he's freaking out in there.
Right.
He's worried that he's not funny. He thinks he's dull. He's worried that he's going to commit career suicide by being in there. All of this sort of stuff. I mean, anyone that's famous is, like, totally self-obsessed and all that sort of stuff. No offense, guys, because, you know, you're men of the people. But,
I'm not a celebrity.
But, you know, they're all sitting there freaking out. And, Akmal Saleh, if anyone's going to walk this week, it's him.
Yeah, J-Mo, we've been loving Shane Warne and what we've been learning about Warne's relationship. And, of course, the news that broke yesterday with Liz Hurley and Hugh Grant getting in the way and staying over. But you've spent more one-on-one time with him. What else have you found out?
All right, Shane Warne, I'm absolutely a convert. He flirts with anyone that he's with, and you know why? Because the man just wants to find love. He just wants to find someone to settle down with, the poor little tacker.
Wants to bowl a maiden over. That's what he wants to do.
I think he's ready and willing and able to assist in all cases of emergency, this gentleman caller. But look, I sat down with him before he went into the jungle, and he talked about, it was really interesting because he was so open. It's like watching him on TV. He's kind of vulnerable, which is really nice. But he talked about how lonely he is and he fears not finding the right partner.
Do not go anywhere. Coming up next, we're going to hear that exclusive chat with Warne. Where does he want to be in a few years in regards to love? We'll find out next.